This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The only guy could have walked in with a one. Think of it. You can't be a guy like me and have a one majority. You have to be a guy like him, a nice person. He's very religious. He prays. He's a man of God. And so am I, but he's really to a new level, I will tell you. He is a great guy. They love him in Louisiana, and they love him in... That's the only kind of guy. Somebody said, oh, well, we want somebody...
So that is President Trump speaking live right now on Capitol Hill, standing next to Mike Johnson. He's over there to talk to the House GOP caucus. And I just wanted to dip into that for a minute and give you an idea what the president, he's pushing the big, beautiful bill, and he's trying to get those few naysayers to agree to vote for it. Let's listen again for just a minute here, Ethan.
It's more well-suited to be Speaker of the House, especially in a case like this. Remember, we had a majority of one for 6 months, and that was a very frightening thing because the Democrats have really hurt our country. And we are going to go into very much, so remember what I said, the auto pay. This government was illegally run for 4 years. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, there he goes. He's now going into a meeting room with all the Republican congressional members in the House to kind of talk this over and see what the remaining roadblocks might be. That's an encouraging sign, don't you think, that the president's heading over to Capitol Hill?
I think so. I think that, you know, they're calling on the Republicans. Caroline Leavitt was yesterday during the daily press briefing. Hey, this is the time we have to come together and get behind this bill and get it passed.
Yeah.
And we heard Senator Schmidt this morning when we were talking to him at 7:08, if you want to listen on the Odyssey app. You know, I think it's fair to say that a lot of members of Congress have maybe a few reservations, but they see the bigger picture in this. They see that ultimately there's a lot of good in this bill. And I think that's the case with any bill, right? Is there any bill that you can think of where every single component of it you're a fan of? Maybe. But usually there's usually a lot jam-packed in these bills. So there's probably at least one little component that you feel like would be better if it were tweaked a little bit.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. Some people are going to have to hold their nose and vote for this. I think that's what's going to have to happen. So we're going to get to all that and more for you coming up here, trying to get to our friend Chad Pergram, who's up there on Capitol Hill right now as they get together for this. So we'll see if we can get him on the air this hour in just a few minutes. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
He's saying that it's been there for a while. Even an aggressive prostate cancer has been there for a while. He clearly had this while he was president for years.
Well, Mark Siegel, one of the doctors coming forward saying, you know what, we're sad that he has cancer, but let's all be honest. This kind of thing doesn't just sneak up on you like that. They can see this coming years out.
We know that there has been meddling by the Trump administration into the Coast Guard staffing, and now we need to know how this meddling might have impacted the events of last night.
Oh, my gosh. Chuck Schumer is maybe the most hateful man in America. Anything Trump. He's now blaming Trump because a Mexican ship ran into the Brooklyn Bridge.
in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but...
Yeah, there's James Comey. Boy, you certainly have a lot of confidence these days that if that guy was ever in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, he didn't even know what 86 means.
At the end of the day, this was a human failure. It was not exceptionally clear about whose roles and responsibilities it was to do what. The protocol needed to be crystal clear. It wasn't. It's clear as of right now. It is clear moving forward.
Yeah, there you go. There's the mayor of St. Louis, Kara Spencer, addressing the human error that occurred, not setting off the storm sirens during this big storm on Friday. I watched that news conference yesterday live and in a bit of disbelief in watching it, Kim. I know you've heard her comments there now. If you watched it live, you heard the reporters pushing back on her a little bit. I think Mark Maxwell was one of them. There were a couple others there that are like, okay, well, you say it's human error, but who's human error? Who's to blame? And she absolutely positively would not name names. And I don't think that's right. I think in a situation as serious as this, it's not like a traffic light didn't work. People died, and there's no way to say if they would have died or wouldn't have died if the alarms had gone off, if they'd had an extra 3 minutes of warning to get inside. We don't know the answer to that, but it's a massive failure, and simply saying the protocols weren't correct doesn't excuse it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take bets on how long it takes for someone to be fired. Let's start off with this. Do we think someone actually will be fired?
I don't know.
I think that the bigger issue, and I didn't know this until you pointed it out, but it's worth repeating, would be the fact that the entire crew there at, what is it, emergency management, they were at some workshop. We knew for days. Dave Murray, I mean, all the meteorologists on the local TV stations were pushing out information for days saying that out of a 1 to 5 threat level for severe weather, we were at a 4 in parts of St. Louis. So
right.
Why in the world would you not have your staff ditch that whatever workshop? I don't even really care what it was, because nothing would be more important when you're walking into a potential for that kind of weather than to have your staff there ready to go.
It is kind of hard to believe that there wouldn't have been some sort of plan in place, but the protocols were confusing. The mayor just kept using that phrase over and over and over again. Here's how they do it in St. Louis County. I checked yesterday with somebody who's pretty high up in emergency management, and they told me for years now that decision and that button has been pushed to sound the alarms over at Central Dispatch. So they do it because there's always somebody there. Mm-hmm. There's never a time when that's not staffed. So if it happens in the middle of the night, there's somebody there. If it happens at 2 in the afternoon, there's somebody there. The fact that the city didn't have a situation like that is a little bit surprising, but we don't know exactly what the protocols were because the mayor declined to answer the question. I know they got a lot going on, but that was a pretty major admission of failure to then not follow up and answer the question, who failed?
I will say this has been trial by fire for her first however many days she's been mayor of St. Louis.
I don't know I don't personally know the director of emergency management there. CEMA, it's called, City Emergency Management Agency. I don't personally know her. She goes by the name
Sarah Russell. They, them, yeah.
On social media. And also Sarah Gamblin Luide. She's got two different last names. So I don't know which one is current, but I think it's Sarah Russell.
Well, she has a lot of questions to ask, because even if there was somebody that she had supposedly said, hey, make sure you're there to do it, which it sounds like that wasn't the case. But even if she had done that, it didn't happen. So it
right.
falls back on her as the leader.
Well, we point this out because we did reach out to the fire department to try to get them on today, the chief Jenkerson. And they didn't return our phone calls. I'm assuming they're a little busy over there. I tried texting. I tried leaving messages. We sent emails. We got nothing. So maybe at some point today, the I teams at the local TV stations will have a little more luck getting some answers to all this. Ethan, let's pull this back up for a minute. The president has now stopped and started talking to some more reporters.
With an open borders policy that allowed 21 million people into our country, and many of those people are stone cold murderers, killers, and trouble. Yeah.
Mr. President, are you ready to tell the fiscal hawks who want to delay
say it.
This? What are you planning to tell the fiscal hawks who want to delay
I'm
this?
A fiscal hawk.
They don't think this is enough
spending. I'm a bigger fiscal hawk. There's nobody like me as
Thomas
a fiscal hawk.
Thomas Massey said that has more deficit than Biden did, and this bill kind of...
Because we have to fix the country.
Do you think that Thomas Massey is correct in saying that this is adding Biden most
No, I don't think Thomas Massey understands government. I think he's a grandstander, frankly. He'll probably vote. We don't even talk to him much. I think he should be voted out of office. And I just don't think he understands government. If you ask him a couple of questions, he never gives you an answer. He just says, I'm a no. He thinks he's going to get publicity. And you have that. You have that. They've got some, too. Go ahead.
Mr. President, on Medicaid.
All right. We'll get to a quick break here. If the president's still speaking, we'll try to get back on it. Some pretty strong words there against Thomas Massey out of Kentucky. He was apparently lobbying for somebody to primary him in the next election. We'll see how that goes. A quick break. Bottom of the hour, we'll get to Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
America, stay tuned.
What advice do you have for the first female president of the United States?
Well, first of all, don't be a handmaiden to the patriarchy, which kind of eliminates every woman on the other side of the aisle, except for very few.
Lisa Murkowski. Liz Cheney.
Yeah, there's a few.
Hillary Clinton is so smug and arrogant in her contempt for the American people. She is so smug and arrogant. Did you hear that tone in her voice when she started? Did it sound familiar at all?
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to say.
Yeah. So she's just so smug in her hatred of half of America.
Why is she even talking about that right now?
Because she was at some event and the host asked her, what's your advice to the first female president of the United States? Which wasn't her, which was a little bit of a stab to her back to ask her that, right? Since she got denied by Donald Trump. Like, he really could be charged with abusing women, couldn't he? He's denied two perfectly capable women of being president of the United States. Why haven't they tried to sue him over that yet?
You know, I'll say something that I think might bother some women. It is not to say that there are not some women who I think would be very good presidents, but I do believe there's a reason why men are more effective presidents and are continuing to get elected. And that is, it's truly just the way that God made us. I believe God created women to be more empathetic, and that's a strength we have. And you need that. I mean, that's the importance of having the dad and the mom in a family unit, is because each one brings different traits to the relationship, to the family, to for the children. Women have this loving, supporting, nurturing personality or character traits about them. And it doesn't mean that we can't be disciplinarians, or we can't be tough, or we can't be strong. It doesn't mean that. But I think generally speaking, when it comes to being president, you need someone like a Donald Trump who's not going to let his emotions in any way get involved in some of these deals he's making, these conversations he's having. And I think it's just the way God created us. And that's in so many ways a blessing. We shouldn't look at that as a bad thing, that God created women to be that way. We need that in this world.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with that. But aren't you being a handmaiden to the patriarchy by saying that?
I guess so. Like, I wouldn't don't, discount
don't be
all
a
women, but I
handmaiden to the patriarchy is what Hillary said, which automatically rules out most of the women on the other side. Oh, what it, a
like,
snot.
Seriously, I feel like the ultimate song of our country right now is "I can do anything better than you." It comes down to gender and race. It's like everyone has to prove why they're better. I was just looking at a clip yesterday of the Chicago mayor, Brendan, what's his face? Why am I blanking on his last name? Doesn't matter. And he was talking about how he's been really, really diligent about hiring black leaders and helping black run businesses. And he's like, it's because our race is the most generous race in the world. That's like verbatim, basically, what he said. Like, why do we have to make it an us versus them all the time?
Because it's the divide and conquer politics of the left in this country is exactly what it is. I personally would have no problem voting for a woman for president. It just has to be the right candidate.
There are
I did not vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman. I did not vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. I voted for him because their policies are horrible and would hurt America.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not in the best interest of America. Find me a good, strong candidate who's a Republican who has upstanding conservative values and wants to make America great again, and I'm absolutely willing to vote for them. I don't know who that. I can't name you a name today of who that might be, but I'm just saying I certainly would. Their gender is irrelevant, but it's got to be relevant to the identity politics of the left always, which just is sickening. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Ryan Wiggins straight ahead.
We're walking on the beach with my wife, so I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Ryan Wiggins, that was former FBI Director James Comey.
James Comey?
Just walking through life, you know, minding his own business, seeing a few seashells on the beach. Doesn't see anything wrong with it, but he did suspect maybe it was political, but he didn't know for sure. So he took a picture of him, put it on Instagram. Next thing you know, he's getting dragged onto MSNBC or dragged into an office at the Secret Service to determine exactly what he did know and when he knew it.
I like in that clip, too, that really what he's saying is not even that, oh, I posted a picture and it got me in trouble. He says, well, I was just walking on the beach.
Yeah.
He didn't even say anything about the actual picture. He just said, well, I'm in trouble because here I am, minding my own business, walking on the beach with my wife, and now I'm under investigation. Can you believe that? Unbelievable.
I think it's beyond belief. The beyond belief portion to me is, and I said this earlier to Todd Pyro, he's the director of the FBI.
He knew.
He's probably, looking at him, I like to think, a couple years older than me, but he was a director of the FBI. I've never been in law enforcement in my life, but I know what 86 means.
I did not know what that means. If I'm being honest, I would see that seashell formation and not just think, oh, that's a cool formation, but I wouldn't automatically know what that means. But for somebody in his position or former position, the guy absolutely knows. You're never going to be able to convince me that he had no idea what that meant.
Either he should have known and didn't, which would make him
which
incompetent.
Which is scary then, yeah.
or he did know and that was wrong to do.
Right.
Or he just wanted publicity for his book, which is coming out soon.
you know what?
That's possible.
When you come out with a book, there's a lot of things you'll do. You know, you gotta promote the book somehow. Maybe assassinate the president.
Well, everyone's talking about him now, so I guess it's effective.
It is.
What do they say? Any PR is good PR?
Or no PR is bad PR. Isn't that how it goes? You know, I had the bite yesterday. I was looking for it here. Now for some reason, I'm unable to find it. But I had the bite. Was it Friday or was it yesterday when Dan Bongino and Cash Patel came out and basically admitted that there's no there when it comes to the Epstein case? What did you think about that?
Well, that's what I brought is just the surprise. That is the Fox News headline. FBI bosses insist Jeffrey Epstein did kill himself after reviewing his file. I think we're all pretty surprised by that, but we're talking about Cash Patel here, and we're talking about Dan Bongino, the assistant deputy director.
Right.
But Patel says, quote, as someone who's worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one. And that's what this was, Patel said when questioned about Epstein's death.
This is it. Listen, I knew I had it.
As someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
Here's the thing. We now have what looks to be, based on their track record, much, much, much more competent directors. So it is entirely based on the character of the people saying it, whether or not you trust it. When James Comey, who apparently has no idea what any code language about killing the president means, comes out and says it, I would go, I don't believe this guy. He's too connected in Washington. But these guys aren't. They're not connected to any of these people and the deep state stuff. Here's the other wrinkle in this story. They're just talking about that one event. They're not talking about all the other Epstein stuff. They're talking about just the fact that he died in a prison cell. Now, just 2 weeks ago, Pam Bondi, the AG, came out and said, we have thousands of hours of video of Epstein. And we assume that that's from Epstein's mansion because there's been a lot of talk about him having all this video of all these people as blackmail. And she said, we have thousands of hours. So we assume that that's what they're talking about. So the fact that they're talking about it, the FBI is even talking about this case, is good. It means they're probably focusing on the case, and there are little things like this that are going to come out that make news along the way.
Yeah, probably an EMP is going to go off near wherever that's stored because they're trying to delete the video.
Well, you know how many people would be, oh my gosh, potentially named in that?
Sure.
Yes.
It'd be worse than the Diddy campaign. Oh my God. Yeah, campaign. Don't even get me started on the Diddy stuff if you've been following that. Freak offs?
Yes, no kidding. I don't know if it would be worse than the Diddy thing or not, because we'd probably recognize more of the names in the Diddy files.
No, yeah. But there, I don't think so. Files. I think there'd be. It's so far reached. Like politicians, they talked about potentially people with the royal family being involved with Epstein.
Well, that's why the Epstein thing is a bigger deal, because the Epstein stuff reaches all aspects of society.
Movie
where
stars.
Diddy was obsessed with celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, there might be some crossover, but that's why the Epstein stuff is just such a bigger deal. Yeah. I think the Epstein stuff, I mean, the Diddy stuff is, it's not as if we shouldn't be looking into that, especially if there were underage kids involved. Mm-hmm. But it also was just gross. Like, it's a lot of the stuff just off-putting, and it makes you just wince. And you're like, ugh, but it may not be illegal. It's just gross. So, but it all needs to be exposed, for sure.
I don't trust that it will be, though, because I was disappointed but not surprised when Pam Bondi's like, we have all this stuff we're about to release, and then it was a nothing burger. It was like, everything is redacted, and it was the same thing for JFK, where they made this huge deal out of it, like, oh, it's going to be this bombshell report, and then nothing really came of it. So at this point, I'm not expecting much.
She's got a point. I'm not expecting much either. But I agree with you on your first comment there. I mean, I do believe if Cash Patel and or Dan Bongino found a shred of evidence that it wasn't what they said it was, they would be the first ones screaming that to the rafters.
Yeah, and the thing is, we talk about media personalities, Trump picking a lot of media people to be in his, you know, high positions here. And one of the reasons that I think he's doing that is not just that they're good at media. That is definitely a reason. But part of the reason is somebody like Bongino, somebody like Pete Hegseth, Sean Duffy, all these people are on record for a long time talking about what they believe, why they believe it, where they come from. So they can't really run from their past. Hmm. So he knows exactly what their beliefs are, their angle on everything ahead of time, because he was betrayed so much in that first term that these people are out there. He knows what they think.
Well, and they've built credibility with a lot of people who have watched them over the years on Fox News, for example. You want to trust them.
Exactly.
Well, Brian, I was up early Saturday morning driving up to the Jeff Hansen Memorial Sporting Clay shoot, and I got to listen to Wiggins America.
Thank you very much. It was probably like a decent show, would you say?
It was a very decent show.
Decent show, kind of middle of the road.
The only thing it was missing was a segment with Mark Cox.
Ooh, should I reuse this segment this weekend?
I'm not suggesting that, but whatever you think you need to do as the executive producer.
If I do, I'll cut this part off.
Cut Mark out. You can have our conversation there if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll keep the Kim part.
7 to 8, right?
7 to 8.
7 to 8 on Saturday mornings and 7 to 8 on Sunday evenings.
You got it.
Very good. Ryan Wiggins, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, back in just a minute. We're going to talk, we're going to have some advice for you on how to determine whether or not you have damage from these storms and how to handle it when it comes to people who are knocking on your door wanting to help. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Breakdown in protocols led to the sirens not going off on Friday. North City residents say they heard them the day before, but not when it mattered most.
How did the siren happen? The day before, but not the day it happens. That don't make sense.
Cantrell Collins, confused about why he did not hear outdoor tornado warning sirens Friday. He's now among the thousands without power in North City and believes a loud warning would have helped stem injuries and property damage.
All right, some of the Channel 4 coverage there yesterday after the announcement by the mayor that human error led to the tornado sirens not going off in the city. More to come from that story for sure, because we still don't know who was responsible for that. But in the meantime, the cleanup continues. And if you had hail at your house or some of the high winds is before this storm actually turned into a tornado, like I'd live a little further west, so I had the winds but not the tornado, and had big hail. And the first person I called was my friend Curtis Correll of Correll Roofing, who came out and took a look at my roof. And I've got him in studio with us this morning. Curtis, how are you?
Pretty good.
You've been busy, brother.
Nonstop.
Yeah, it's been nonstop. So you tell people what you're looking for. Like when you came to my house the other night, you're crawling up on the roof. I know people all over the place are having their doorbell rung by crews that are in from out of town trying to sell you a new roof. As a professional, what are you looking for when you're on the roof?
So we meet with the insurance whenever they're inspecting to approve you for a new roof, new siding, new gutters. So the industry's pretty much got a pretty close standard across all insurances. What I'm doing is I'm getting up there and I'm drawing out a 10-foot by 10-foot square on each slope of your house, and I'm looking for 6 to 8 hail hits. Some of the more strict insurance companies, they're looking for 10 to 14. But that's what I'm doing. I'm drawing that out, and then I'm getting down. I'm showing the homeowner, hey, here's the process that when insurance shows up, this is what they're going to be looking for. So I've already done that for you. Here you meet or exceed the necessary damage, and showing that customer those photos as well.
Right, and it's important. So what does that do to the structural integrity of the surface of the roof when you have a hail strike?
Well, okay, so there's the severity of the storm is I guess, let me go to Chesterfield.
Okay,
when we were talking the other day.
Right.
So they have fractured matting. What that means is if I were to pull up the shingle and I feel the back of that shingle, it's already completely perforated through. They need a roof now, ASAP. It's all those hail hits are perforations and holes in the roof where that water's going to get in. Other areas like St. Peter's, from what I've seen, they have hail damage, but there's not fractured matting. However, all of those hail strikes, they knocked all the granules out. They did damage the shingle and they did damage the matting, but it's not perforated through.
Good.
They're going to need a new roof. Insurance will pay for that roof when they come out and they inspect. But there's definitely like levels of severity to this. Some are going to want to get on it much quicker than others.
I don't know. I'm putting you on the spot here, but any guess as far as a percentage of how many homes you've been called out to look at have actually had enough damage that would warrant needing a new roof? I mean, was there a significant enough hail damage to the majority of these homes where you're saying, yeah, you probably need to replace it?
Oh, yeah, majority of them, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't take much, you know, when we talk about the size of the hail, it doesn't take much to do significant damage.
So, well, the smallest recordable hail that you can you could call into the insurance for damage is 3/4 inches.
Oh.
But I would say that most of the time, that's not really damaging your roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking for inch and above, and then whenever you have a tornado, that's flinging the golf ball size hails,
right.
The ping pong. It's coming in faster and it's doing more damage rather than just, you know, straight down.
Sure.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Curtis Correll, my guest with Correll Roofing. What's your advice to people, Curtis? If somebody comes up and knocks on your door, they're driving down the street with a magnetic sign on the side of their truck. What should you be leery of as a homeowner?
First of all, that they're not an out-of-towner. You want to make sure that they're not some company from Indiana, here today, gone tomorrow. Someone who's going to be here, who's going to represent you through the entire process. Someone who, if you were to ever have a warranty call down the road, they're going to be there to
right.
honor their work and fix their mistakes.
Somebody like Curtis, who is a veteran, who employs a bunch of veterans in his business, in fact, and is a born and bred St. Louisan. So thank you, sir.
That's right. Thank you
for that.
Who also was braver than the Secret Service to get on a sloped roof.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that factor, too.
I love that, Kim. That's a great point. So if you want to reach Correll Roofing, you can call Curtis's cell, 314-619-4946, 314-619-4946. I've got his card up on my Facebook page, or you can just search for Correll Roofing, 2 R's, 2 L's, Correll Roofing Company on Facebook, and give him a call. He'll be glad to get out there and give you an estimate. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet. Good to have you in here. Hey, enjoy your Tuesday. Kilmeade's next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.